perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come to your homes to tell you that there is truly something we can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I took a stand for Him many years ago, but He took a stand for me many years ago when He hung up on a cross and gave His life and said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. But I lived in sin for many years. But thank God his deliverance came and I was set free. I was set free from my sins. So I'm thankful for that. So we're going to go to a song right now. I hope you enjoy this song right here. And it says, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trot. I'll have no fear, for I know He walked beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered.
Yes, sir, I'm sheltered in the arms of God. That's a beautiful song with a great message, and I'm so glad that I can present it to you. And now let's go right now. I want to do a song here by Jimmy Davis. This is a beautiful song. I did it on one of the broadcasts, and somebody wrote me a letter and said they'd like to hear it again. It says, with a cross on his back, but me.
With a cross on his back, and me on his mind, up that lonely hill to Calvary he climbed. 'Twas a sad and lonely scene, as that lonely Nazarene, with his back to the cross, bled and died there for me. With a cross on his back and me on his mind, with thorns on his brow and tears in his eyes, he prayed, "Forgive them, Father," just before he died. With a cross on his back, you and me on his mind. With stripes on his back and love on his mind, oh, they say he stumbled and fell as he climbed. Still he journeyed on till his work here was done. With a cross on his back, you and me on his mind. With a cross on his back and me on his mind, with thorns on his brow and tears in his eyes, he prayed, "Forgive them, Father," just before he died. With a cross on his back, you and me on his mind.
Yes, sir, with a cross on his back and you and me was on his mind. I'm so thankful for that song. I wouldn't do a song that didn't bring a message, and that song really tells it exactly the way that God would have it to be told. He gave his only begotten Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I love to preach that message. Been preaching for many years, and with your help and your support, we're going to continue right on preaching as long as God gives us breath and makes a way that we can do what he tells us to do. Well, let's go right back and listen to this song.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and my road gets rough and long. But sometimes my feet grow weary, and so. Oh, but a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll rest on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Someday, when my life is over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll see Jesus. He'll be standing at heaven's door. Then I'll hear him say, "Child, you're welcome. All your cares, they're left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry.
will be over and we'll go home to be with the Lord. But this, in this day and time, I'll tell you, it's not, I tell people you're not supposed to worry, but you are supposed to be concerned. And I'm very concerned about the world today and the condition it's in. It seems like there's problems and trouble on every hand, but as I've always said, if God be for me, then who in this world can stand against me? But that doesn't make it easy. You know, he said in this life you'd have trouble, you'd have tribulations and problems. And he said, I'll go with you all the way even unto the very end. So we got to trust in that. Not look at the world, because the world will drag you down. But thank God, he said, I've overcome the world. And because I've overcome it, you can also.
If you have friends in glory land who've left because of pain, there'll be no pain in glory land. They'll suffer pain no more. So friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore, the Lamb in glory land will walk, the blind up there will see, the death in glory land will the dumb will talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself his light up there. We'll live on love divine. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there to die no more.
Yes, sir, we're going to a city where there'll be more death. No more dying, no more crying, no more sighing. He said, I'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Now listen, it's very important to us. I know that in this life only you got hope, you're most men miserable. But thank God we can have hope in this life for the life to come. So I'm very proud of that, and I hope you are too. Well, let's go right now, listen to this song, if you don't care, and enjoy it.
Well, the good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepare. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's being now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. Many times in my childhood, when I traveled so far, by nightfall, just how weary I had grown. Father's arms would slip around me, and he'd gently say, "My child, we are going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me here. Now the twilight, it is fading. This day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, He has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me here. I caught a glimpse of a heavenly land when stopped, I am going home. Praise God, I am going home.
Yes, sir, we're all going home one day. The Bible says, appointed unto man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. You know, John 14 said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And one of the disciples spoke up and said, we know not where you go, neither do we know the way. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. You know, He is the way. He's the only way. The only way to heaven is turn right and go straight ahead. And when with Jesus Christ, hey, the Comforter will come, and the Comforter will bring you to the Father. That's the only way we can come to God, is through and by the Holy Spirit. We don't talk too much about the Holy Spirit, but how important He is in our life. You notice I said He is. Yes, He is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brings us to Christ, brings us to God, and God says, Christ has died for your sins, and because He died, you can have life and have it more abundantly. No wonder the Bible said it's so simple that a fool will err therein. You know, a lot of people think it's hard to be saved. It's not hard to be saved. The moment we believe in Jesus Christ, believe that He is the very Son of God. In the beginning, the Bible said, was God. You know, it's hard to believe that God was in the beginning. God was omnipotent, all-powerful, all-creative, and He gave us His only begotten Son, and He said, whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that you found Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, one who will go with you all the way, even unto the very end? Hey, that's very important in our life, that we find out about Jesus Christ.
If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd ever see you fall asleep, I'd tuck you in more tightly. I'd pray the Lord your soul would keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and word so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just for this one time let it slip? For surely there's always tomorrow. to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
Well, I see my time's about to go. I tell you, I didn't realize how late it was getting, but the time really gets away from us, and I'm so glad. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I try to make the broadcast very personal, and I like to just minister to people as they are. And, hey, I was a sinner. I've been saved by grace. And you, that's the only way we can get saved is through and by the grace of God. I'm going to pray for you right now, Father. I pray for the sick. I pray for the shut in. God, those who are shut in and shut out from the house of God. Those who are shut in, Lord, can't get out and go. I pray for those. I pray for the lost. I pray for those who are backslidden on you, God. They've grown cold and indifferent towards you. But, Father, most of all, I thank you because you are a saving God, and you're still in the saving business. So I pray for my listening audience. I pray today that if someone there is getting a call right now, they'll say one eternal yes to you before it's everlasting too late. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I wanted to preach to you today, but I saw my time was getting away from me, so I just went ahead and played the music like I did. But I hope you enjoyed that anyhow. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Your voice lifted up in praise. I would video the tape, each action and word, so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time, I could spare an extra minute. I'd stop and say, I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time, I would
you
be there
to share
today. You
can write to me, Tommy Mounts,
well, I'm sure you'll have
2642 Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Tommy Mounts, 2642 Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say,